The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to rule in June on the constitutionality of the individual mandate, a key element in the Affordable Care Act that President Obama signed into law 2 years ago. How the justices rule on the challenge to the law's provision that forces citizens now without health coverage to purchase insurance will have a profound effect on millions of Americans' access to health care. Although the Affordable Care Act won't fully be implemented until 2014, supporters of the law say the legislation is already assisting people to gain many benefits they once could not afford. Among the benefits cited are allowing children to remain on their parents' health insurance policy until age 26, making prescription drugs more affordable for senior citizens, covering preventive services with no deductible or copay, removing lifetime limits on health insurance payouts, and preventing insurance companies from cutting off coverage for those with pre-existing conditions. Still, there are many who are angry with President Obama for not fighting harder for a single-payer system or a public option. In this presidential election year, it's ironic that the presumed Republican candidate Mitt Romney, who implemented a plan almost identical to President Obama's Affordable Care Act when he was governor of Massachusetts, now says that if elected, he will repeal the law. What's more disturbing to many observers in the healthcare field is the fact that most opponents of the healthcare reform law offer no alternative policy to cover the estimated 50 million Americans currently without health insurance. Your reporter spoke with Richard Kirsch, former campaign manager with the group Healthcare for America Now, and author of the new book, Fighting for Our Health. He assesses how the Supreme Court's decision on the constitutionality of the Affordable Care Act will affect the future of health care reform in America.
The court's going to decide at the end of this coming month, in June. The key thing they'll decide is whether this requirement that most people buy coverage is constitutional. Now, I'll step back and say you've already had two very, very conservative appeals court judges say, yes, it is. You have, like, Reagan's former solicitor general saying it is. If this court wasn't so political, it wouldn't even be a question. Unfortunately, you can bet on anything in this country, and the in-trade line is that a 60% line is that they're going to say that the individual mandate isn't constitutional. And with that, probably two things that are tied to it. The most important that people recognize is a key provision in the law that will start in 2014 that says if you have a pre-existing condition, you can't be turned down. So what's at stake? Well, first of all, there's good news. Even if they overturn the individual mandate, the rest of the law will stay in place, which means that you'll have about 17 million more people covered through Medicaid and more if more enrolled. You'll continue to have the 2.5 million young people under 26 who are covered. You'll still have lower prescription drugs for seniors under Medicare. You'll have free preventive care, which you have in Medicare and getting in private insurance plans. So you have a lot of good things that still stay in place. And you'll still have subsidies for people who don't get coverage at work or make too much for Medicaid to buy coverage. The problem is a lot of those people won't be able to get coverage because the pre-existing condition mandate will probably also be gone. And for people who get it, premiums are going to be higher. Now, for most people, that won't matter because the new law says they're only going to pay based on their income. But it will mean it'll cost the government more to cover fewer people. So, there's good news. It's not going to be the end of the whole law. There'll be a tremendous amount of good things to stay in place. But there's bad news in that a key part of the law that makes health care affordable to almost everyone in the country will all of a sudden there'll be gaps that'll leave millions of people out.
Looking back on the struggle to get this health care bill passed, what are the major strengths and what are the major weaknesses that, in hindsight, you see are a feature of what we've come up with here as we await the Supreme Court decision?
Well, the major strength is that the legislation for the first time says that there's a public guarantee, a government obligation to make health care affordable. It's not done perfectly by far. There's lots of holes and flaws in it. It's going to make health care really affordable for a lot of people, but not for everyone. They're going to still be too high out-of-pocket costs for some people. And it starts to control health care costs, but not as aggressively as it could. But still, you're going to have at least 32 million people, potentially a lot more, with health coverage for the first time. And let me stop there to underline what that means. For every million people in this country who don't have health coverage, about 1,000 people die every year. And in my book, Fighting for Our Health, I actually talk about people who lost loved ones because of the fact that they didn't have health insurance. So So when you say 32 million people are going to be covered, that's 32,000 fewer people are going to die every year. And so the major feature of the law is that your coverage at work, more people are going to get coverage at work based on what happened in Massachusetts, and your coverage work is already improved. More people, low-income people, working families are going to get Medicaid. And a lot of people now who don't get health insurance because they are turned down because of pre-existing conditions or can't get it individual market because it's too expensive will get coverage because the amount they're going to pay is going to be based on their income. So you have a basic structure where health care is affordable for almost everybody for the first time. And that's the core of the law. Most of those things go into effect to 2014. And that brings us really to the biggest challenge we face, Scott, which is what happens in the election this fall.
How important a question will be President Obama's health care law? How important a question do you think that will be in the election debate with Mitt Romney, ironically, who, as was said repeatedly in the Republican primary contest, devised a quite similar law in his state of Massachusetts when he was governor there with a individual mandate and the things that Republicans now are contesting. But because it's Mitt Romney as his opponent, author of the individual mandate in Massachusetts, do you think that will take the sting out of this debate a bit, or do you think this will be a full-blown part of it?
I think in the presidential contest, healthcare is going to play a very small role. It'll be asked during the debate, and I don't know what excuses Romney's going to say. Well, I like it in Massachusetts, but I don't want everyone in the country to do it. But having said that, I don't think it's going to play a huge role in the election. The election is going to be determined, for president at least, really by the economy and jobs, and that's the dominant issue. And but I see healthcare as part of that because right now we're in a situation where if you lose your job, you lose your healthcare. So many self-employed people don't have health coverage, and that's all going to change in 2014. So what I would encourage the president to do and Democratic candidates all around the country do is to link jobs and healthcare to make it really clear that what this law is about, what Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, is about finally making sure that everyone in this country will have affordable health care, regardless of whether you work. And all those people who are out of work or everybody's scared of losing their job, in 2014, when the law is implemented, unless Romney's elected, you will finally be in a situation where you don't have to worry about if your health care and the job being linked.
That was Richard Kirsch, former campaign manager with the group Healthcare for America Now, and author of the new book, Fighting for Our Health. Find more information on the debate over healthcare reform on our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.